Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrory with the KUAC Newsminer Update. A Fairbanks pilot faces jail time and a major fine for lying to federal air crash investigators. According to a release from the U.S. Attorney's Office, 62-year-old Forrest M. Kirst was convicted by a jury last week of two counts of obstruction of federal agency proceedings related to an investigation of an August 2014 plane crash in the Brooks Range. Kirst was piloting a single-engine, four-seat Ryan Navion plane on a flight-seeing trip when the aircraft went down on Adigan Pass along the Dalton Highway. Three Canadian tourists on board were seriously hurt and one died of crash injuries a month later. The releases say Kirst's aircraft lacked sufficient power and altitude to clear the pass, and that information about the aircraft's attitude provided by Kirst to National Transportation Safety Board and Federal Aviation Administrative investigators contradicted onboard GPS evidence. Kirst faces a maximum prison sentence of 5 years and a fine of up to $250,000. He's scheduled for sentencing February 20th. A shot of snow and colder temperature are in the forecast for the interior for the first week of December. National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Metzger says a low-pressure system in the Gulf of Alaska is currently spinning moisture into the interior.
It's going to bring a decent amount of snow to areas in the Alaska Range and about 3 to 5 inches of snow in Fairbanks.
A winter weather advisory is in effect through 6 a.m. tomorrow, after which Metzger says it's forecast to cool down.
Highs that are below zero by Wednesday. So we'll see lows like Wednesday night close to 20 below.
Fairbanks normally has single-digit highs in the first week of December, with normal lows around 10 below. Fairbanks International Airport has measured nearly 28 inches of snow so far this winter, about an inch and a half above normal. The remains of three killed in a plane crash on the Kenai have been recovered. Alaska state troopers say the bodies were recovered by members of the Alaska Mountain Rescue Group, who reached the crash site near Jane Lake west of Cooper Landing yesterday. They say the Piper PA-31-350 aircraft operated by Security Aviation went down Friday. Overflights confirmed the fatal crash, but weather and rugged terrain delayed reaching the accident site. The crash victims' bodies were transported to the state medical examiner in Anchorage. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrory.